So I'd like to show you what the Nitziv explains. I mean, it's based upon the Ramban, really. But the Nitziv elaborates a little bit more. Because all of us in life have challenges. I mean, it's true. Well, who doesn't have a challenge? Everyone has challenges. The question would be, how do you relate to a challenge? Elohim Nisa Savra. The word Nisa comes from the word Nisa. Right? That's where the Nisa comes from. What does Nisa mean? What does Nisa mean? Nisa means something else. Quotes the Medrash Rabba. Lasat l'reyecha nes lisnoses. Hanu'gbiyo al nes. Hizbiru chazal ha'nisa she'gbiyo bezekocho shel Avraham Avinu. Ve'leyo l'tachlis gedula sanefe shalom ha'yisrael l'kash yivur. Chazal have three mishalim in the Medrash to Nisa. Very important. One, Kedera, buy a new pot. We learned a little about Mitzarev, you know. The pot has to be strengthened. The pot can be fragile at the beginning. Shakon enoga shalavat kamu chazak. I want to buy the pot. I'll take a stick and bang. The pot, is it worthy of my purchase or not? Should I pay the money for it? Beis. Al pishtin tov. This I can't vouch for. It has good flax, linen. Makin olav harve. Oh. It's not just a test. It makes it better. Look it up on your computer. If it's true, you bang lid and it makes it better. That's what he says. Okay. Imurak pishtan tov. Mashek and pishtan ra. It's not going to help. Gimel. Alchamor tov. A good donkey. Shemosif. Mosif and olav masi harbe. Umanasin also. Ulay a kabel old masa. Why not? The donkey's a donkey. It's meant for a masa, just keep piling on. Says the Hedrin Nesiv. Yisayin ba b'sholosh b'chinus. Pa'am bokim mashal ha-k'teira. Shlobo ha-niki shal ha-k'teira ha-tova. Lei she-yoshevet she-yushbach b'zeh. No, it's a good pot. It'll adas kamachozik chadok ha-k'teira. Just to test it out. Doesn't make it any better. Make it better. It's a beast of burden. And the bigger the burden it can carry, the more food it's going to get. Fine. Says, in either of these three things, that Tzadik Rav Nisar. Pamka Kedera, Ladas, Al-Kam Yishchati B'Sitkosu. What do you mean Ladas? What Ladas? Hashem doesn't know? When Hashem doesn't know? What do you mean Ladas? There's a pasuk we read about it in Devarim. Could be the Ramban quotes it here. Yes, I'm not sure. Give me a second. On to Ramban. Ramban is at the top of the line. Ramban. Should be that way, right? Oh. Hamanasa Yisburak Yitzavibo Lahoti Hadovim and Akoach El Apoal. The potential Hashem knows was there. Lios Oschar Masatov Oschar Leif Tobelvat. Ki Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Shiodeh B'Tzadik Sheyase Ritzona V'Chemes Tchobel Atzigel Yitzav Asa Ben Yisoyen. Even if there is Shoham Ashlo Yishmo. The Tov Asa Menusa. But there's another pasuk which I wanted to show you. Sefer Devarim. Sorry?
Where is this one?
This is in the first part of the Akedah. until I've been in that cave, the Pasuk Aleph. I had to show you the Nesiv, and I moved to the Ramban. Okay, now I want to show you my Chumash. The Pasuk and Pashas are A, I believe. I want to show you the Pasuk inside. One key word which I want to explain to you. Pashas Re'e Perek here we go Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Dalet. Take a look. Yud Gimel Dalet. Kiminas Hashem Elokeichem Eschem Lodas Hayishna Avemes Hashem Elokeichem Bechol Vachonam. Who ladas? What ladas? Will ladas? So again, let's try this first. Again, the same thing. For Pirashti, can he saw and Yikore came and said a Menusa? Ladas? Sheivoda bepoel? Mashu b'koach v'goli lefonov. What's he saying fundamentally? Not that Hashem should know. Hashem knew it from the beginning. That you should know. And Nisayan, so you should realize what kochos and nefesh you have. If you wouldn't have the Nisayan, you'd never know. So it's in potential. Only Hashem knows you have the potential. But when you have the actual Nisayan, the challenge, and you in fact pass the test, it's coming at koach alapol. He refers you back to what he said in Pasha Sarkeda. I think so. Let's see if maybe he says it there too. One second. Let's see if he says it also. One second, please. No, it's not here. The Kitzur, that's what Ramban says. We're back where we came before. Okay, so the first one is again, the first case. Ladas that comes from Israel. Who ladas? Who should know? Hashem knows. The tzaddik should know. The world should know. Mashal Apishna, Yushbach with any son. It makes you a better person. So like a chamor. What's up, Shah? Hakayesha Kodesh Baruch Hu Lanash Harbe Sador Hu Matkal Al Tzaddik Harbe Fakach Yiskik Saschor Misholim. Wow. So what's the Medrash telling us? We shouldn't think it's like a Kedera that Avraham Avinu was not going to get any higher. No. It's like Pishta, Nisa, Losh, Nigbia, Misalem, Nachshav Harbe, Mosi Tuva, Shem, Bekocho. Again, Kocho, Lepo. Kacha Tzadik, Achagad, Shkocho, Mudach, Tzitkoso, Adei Pu'ula, Misale, Kocho, Shem, Nochol, Lo, Tzio, Chakach, that's what it means. The Poskim say all the mysterious nevish of the generation since Avraham Avinu, unbelievable mysterious nevish, which Tzadikim all came from this. All came from the Akedah. That's how it started. His descendants, Vizal, Limsar, Atzam, and Baba, Kush, Hashem, Pula, Lush, Avraham, and Tawaz, Vizal, and Woman, Israelis. Atkin. This is what I wanted to start with. So, let's discuss the Nisyonis of Avraham Avinu and talk about Nisyonis for everybody. So, when I was in a Talmud in Yeshiva's Karen B'Yavne many years ago, so Rabbi Goldberg Zal would tell us this theme in all the parashas of Bereishis, which is a bit of a background to the Nisyonis. He explained to us that in the Sfarim, it tells us that Avraham Avinu is Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas HaGvura, and Yaakov Avinu is Midas HaTeferes. And there are other, there are other interchangeable words. Chesed is Chesed, Chesed li Avram. Gvura is also known as Pachad Yitzchak. That's the source for the word. It doesn't say Gvura Yitzchak anyway. It's Pachad Yitzchak. And some say it's what's called Tzimtzum. Some say Chesed was called Hispashtus. This is a little, you'll find it in certain Hasidics from, but even in Rav Dessler's Sefer, you'll find it as well. Most of this could be found in Rav Dessler's Michta Meliyot. And what's Yaakov, which is Teferis? Emes Yaakov is the combination of the two. He combined his father and his grandfather. Shema Bosei Avraham Yitzchak. He combined them both. What's Pshat? So this I think is awesome in Rav Dessler's Bichtav Aliyah. Chesed fundamentally is his spashtus, insofar as a person wants to spread himself and to be close to people. This is the, you know, the Rambam writes a person is Adam HaMedini, a person is a social animal, and Avraham Avinu was the ultimate mative. He wanted to do chesed Avraham. He wanted to help everybody. He helped people even though they were, you know, wayfarers in the Shlish of the Milas, as the parasha starts. He davened so hard to stole a bunch of Rishoyim. Rishoyim. That's the famous Nitziv in his introduction to Bereshis. Sefer Yosha. Avraham was davening sometimes. So many tefillahs, 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10. Keep davening for stole? Even the Rishoyim. Doesn't matter. You want to help everybody. This is Avraham Avinu's essence. No. What are the nisyonos of Avraham Avinu? Think about it. Just about every single one of them was to go against his nature. Not clear what the 10 nisyonos were. I'm not sure if the stone chumash. Sometimes they give you lists of the 10 nisyonos. They may have it here somewhere. I don't know. They do. Where? The Lech Lecha?
It's all the way in the back.
Content of a trial. So somebody had a list of all 10. What I just said is found here. Look at this. I didn't realize it. Page 54. He proved his greater by passing 10 tests of faith. Ovis 5:4. The first trial mentioned in Scripture, the first passage of the Sidra, the command that Avraham give up his entire past and follow Gazi to a new land. Oh, my whole verse is here. Wowee. By definition, a heavenly test is one that forces a person to choose between God's will and his own nature or understanding of what is right. Clearly, there would be no challenge to Abraham, who was the epitome of kindness, to be asked to help the needy. It would be a supreme test of faith to desert his aged father and homeland, or to give his cherished beloved son as an offering. See chapter 22. He was tested by being forced to subordinate his wishes and wisdom to those of God. By doing so, he demonstrated his conviction that man's highest goal is to accept the divine wisdom as the sole truth. Let's finish. Hashem knows, no? Quotes the Rambam, we're meant to display to the world how great man obeys God. Okay? Rambam says, no, Hashem knows, but he is not for the benefit of those being for the benefit of those being tested. Okay, fine. Kids and immigrants, a lot of stuff is here. What were the 10 tests of Avraham Avinu? Anybody know what they were? What were they? Well, let's take a look. It tells you where to find it. It says in Mishnah Avos. Asar Nisyonos. Okay? This is called Mishnah Gimel over here. Let's take a little. What were they? What were the 10 Nisyonos? Let's see what the Mefarshim say. Did the Batan Ruh list them, you think? Maybe. Yeah, here's a list. One, Ur Kasdim. That's why he's careful here. The first, let's start in Scripture. Ur Kasdim is not found. Okay? But is that really the first? Not everyone agrees to that. Some of it was the one before that. Not Ishtil Kadim Koresh. It says in the Medrash that before that happened, he was in solitary for 12 years. Nimrod put him in solitary confinement for 12 years. Now, some people, gewaltig. Kerlu, right? You sit for 12 years, he gives you food and drink. You guys can go through Shas. But Avraham Avinu was a social Baal Chesed. He couldn't do much Chesed in solitary confinement. That's number one. Number two, Urukastim. Again, different sheetahs. So some people, okay, I'm thrown to the fire, I'm going to die. Remember when he wanted to help the world? Once you die, you can't help the world. Lech lecha miyasko, we just saw before, leave your aged father. Some people would love to leave their fathers. Baruch Hashem, Hashem told me to leave. Avraham wanted to do good. Two, hey, Rav. I'm not sure why it goes against his nature to go down to Mitzrayim. Tugach Isha based Paro, not sure. Milchemas HaMalachim, as I can tell you, to fight a war. Some people love wars. These mercenaries, they fight all over the place. They'll fight for this. I don't want to mention the names of these wicked nations. Malchus HaRishon. They go from one to the other, from the Taliban to the. But Avraham is Shalom, Ish Chesed. Okay. Oh, Malavei Hasaram, Hashiva Malchus. It says in Chazal that he was given a choice. Avraham, you want your sons to be the oppressors of the oppressed. Gehenna Malchus. And he chose to be the oppressed. Now, for someone who loves people so much, his children should be oppressed. Some people, my child's oppressed, no, big deal. But not Avraham Avinu. Mila. Again, Mila, you know, by the first pasuk. Why Mamre? What did Rashi say in the first pasuk? He gave the eights and the Mila. Eights and the Mila? He needed eights and the Mila? What are you kidding? I wonder if they have it here in English. Probably should have this one. See if they have it. Let's see. Who is Nasla Eitz Ala Mila? Let's see. No, it's not here. Means he wanted to know should he do it secretly or publicly. And what was the lumpness of doing it secretly? He figured if he does it publicly, it's going to shoo people away. It will hamper his Kiruv project. And they say that Kiruv, why Kiruv, the new heaven, Kiruv. So Kiruv, no. So do it private. Mama said no. Do it publicly. That's the Miyam Hazeh. Everyone knew about it. Again, so he went against his desire to help people. It would cost him in his Kiruv project. Did it anyway. Then he has. Goresh Omar Zosas Beno. Send away your son. You know, some people, the son doesn't behave. Gvaldik. Send him away. Not Avraham Avinu. He didn't want. But Yair Avinu says he didn't want to do it because he's Ish Chesed. The kids are more or less, most, if you fresh a little longer, if I can get all the disciples of Avraham Avinu, were to go against his Midah of Chesed. Weiter. Yitzchak is Midah Sagvura. Gvur, opposite of Chesed. So the Mefarshim, I think Rav Dessler points this out. Chesed, any midah in the world, if taken to an extreme, could lead to terrible results. Terrible, but really terrible results. Who knows but the word Chesed is used in the worst possible way in the Torah? Yeah, Chesedu by Balach also Chesedu. You're supposed to love your sister 100%, but it has a limit. I'm going to say, it has a limit. Chesed is a corruption and a perversion of Chesed. Who is the one who corrupted and perverted the Chesed of Avraham Avinu? Is known as Yishmael. Yishmael took the Chesed too far. Yishmael was a noyef, and he took Chesed and took it much too far. So there had to be a correction, if I use that expression. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Yitzchak was the opposite of Avraham. Mamash, the opposite. Gvura! Pachad Yitzchak! Gvura! Yitzchak, you don't read that much about him, and Parshas told us a little bit, because he wasn't as much of an activist, if I use that expression, as Avraham Avin. Okay? What was his nisayon? We have to understand, what is the corruption of Gvura? Not Arias, rather what? It's the other biggie. Ritzicha. And who corrupted Yitzchak's Gvura? Who was it? Esav was a murderer. He took the Gvura of Yitzchak and he corrupted and became a murderer. What was the nisayon of Yitzchak Avinu? Read about it, Parshas told us. He starts digging wells and they start filling up with dirt. See, if you're a man like Avraham Avinu and Ish Chesed, okay, well, let's negotiate, we'll go find a different well. If you're an Ish Gvura, fight back! That was what he wanted to do, but it was the wrong thing. So he was overcome his midah of Gvura, as his father overcame the midah of Chesed, and he didn't. He passed that test. And finally we come to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is what's called Tiferes, which means a combination of Chesed and Gvura. Tiferes means beauty, splendor. We're learning about Tzoveya. Tzoveya, if you want to be nice, it has to be multicolored, a panorama. Not just all blue, it's all red. A mixture. This is Yaakov Avinu. That's what's called Emes. Because any midah taken to extreme could lead to perversion of Sheker. Could be, we saw before Arias, could be called Ritzicha. Yaakov Avinu is Mitoso Shlema. He was able to combine the elements of his father and his grandfather into one organic whole. And that's why it's called Emes. That's why it's called Tiferes, the beauty, the splendor of combinations. And that's why it was Zocher to Mitoso Shlema. Atkan Maisei Ovis. Rabban writes famously in more than one place, Maisei Ovis Simon Labonim. We are all descended from Avraham. We just saw now, before, that the fact that people can be Maisei Nefesh, Akidah Hashem, has been done for thousands of years, comes from the act of Gvura of Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah. So too, the ability to go against your natural inclination is something which we are required to do in every generation, in every circumstance. That's the ultimate nisayon. And you know, it's tough. Every person in this room has a different nature. Some maybe note more to chesed, some note more to gvura, and there are many other midos which do, you know, one side or the other. In principle, we're always supposed to try for the middle, the famous Rambam Shvil Azov, the golden mean between the various midas on the extremes. There may be one or two exceptions in the Rambam. One is Gaiva. No, you shouldn't aim for the middle. Ma'od ma'od aveish faruach. You should have a nevus to quote to an extreme. Doesn't mean you're a nobody. If you're a nobody, if you think you're a nobody, that's not an nevus. That's sheker. You're not a nobody. You're bocher. Everyone in this room is a somebody. What it means is you're not makbel on your covet. That's what it means. An anav. Who was the biggest anav? Moshe Rabbeinu. Anav of mikol Moshe Adam. Moshe didn't know that he was lokom lo yobi yisrael from Moshe. According to the Rambam passes, he actually wrote that in the Torah before he died. And he wrote before that, but everyone agrees, he wrote Ish Moshe on the Meot. Famous story they say about the guy, you know, who's sleeping, you know, he's sleeping. And one guy's telling other, this guy, he's a tzaddik, he's a goyan, he's a chassid. The guy says, what about my anivus? Yeah. So that's a Yiddish joke, you know. But an honor means he knows who he is, he's not Mark Brown's covet. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't knocked with his covered at all. Nothing. Zero. So that, you have to be an extremist. Stay away from the gaiva and be an extremist when it comes to anivas. And according to another Rambam, in Hilchos Deos, perhaps it was first what we call kas, anger. Lechem Mishnah has a kasha, only one, there's a second one. And the Mefarshim explained to Balei Musar that Kaas is an outgrowth of the lack of pure anivus. Because Kaas comes usually when something happened which shouldn't have happened. You know why it shouldn't happen? Because I am I. And it shouldn't happen. So I got angry. Someone didn't treat me properly, you know? I am I. A person is an absolute anav. Now, Nachman is covered at all, chances are very strong, he's not going to get angry. That's perhaps the equation of the Rambam. But other than that, Shvil Azov. But you know, as the Mefarshim says, it's like a pendulum. The pendulum swings from side to side, and if you get the pendulum to go to the middle, you have to go to the other side. That's an Nisayon. You're noted more from birth to Chesed, that's your Midah. Got to go a little bit to Gevura, and vice versa. And then you settle, ideally you should all settle in the middle. Emes and Teferet of Yaakov Avinu to be Tosha Shalem. Every person in this room has this Yonus. It can't be without it. You know, we say every day in davening, Al Tavien Lo Odeh Nisoyim. What does that mean? Do we have an art scroll sitting here? Have an interesting translation. No? Okay. Someone to translate, not that I shouldn't have an Nisoyim. I shouldn't Lidani son, I shouldn't lose to the Nisayon. Okay. But otherwise, I understand where they're coming from, that parish. Otherwise, it's a chatzvila shav. Everyone has this Yonus. I can't have no Nisayonus. Life is all about Nisayonus. And these challenges, Rabbi Osai, we just saw before, Shem Tzadik Yivchon. You have a challenge because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you, and you must be a tzaddik. If you wouldn't be a tzaddik, I guess you'd have no nisyonos. That's what we just read it. And you have to try to figure out what is the Ratzon Hashem. The ultimate test is to try to do the Ratzon Hashem. You don't know what the Ratzon Hashem is. Granted. We should always try to do the Ratzon Hashem. Some individuals have nisyonos in the house, relationships with parents, with siblings, can be tough sometimes. Others have nisyonos in school, here in the yeshiva, whether it be in the morning with charusis, or maybe in the afternoon with teachers, and with grades, and with homeworks, and with all kinds of things. A lot of things are difficult. And there are those who are next stage in life. Sometimes a person is trying to get married, that can certainly have nisyonos. Oh boy, a lot of nisyonos. Try this, nothing works. Oh yeah, frustrated. Oh yeah, yeah. And then once a person, Baruch Hashem, is married, there's also nisyonos. You know, you have to maintain a proper, healthy, loving, giving relationship with a spouse. Then it starts with children. Oh boy. Even Yaakov Avinu was mitzvah shleima, but did he have tzagid lebonim? Oh man, can't even be massive what he had. Oh boy, it could be this young even on a much smaller level for another person. And sometimes a person can be sick. It's maybe the very big nisyon. The chalila has poor, another nisyon. There are many nisyonos in life. Bizyonos. I told you a few times. Just don't respond. The best way out. The person has no money, doesn't have good health, can't just not respond. It's difficult. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes nisyonos for people to, number one, bring out their kavod as we saw. Number two, to become better. People grow from the nisyonos. Every nisyonos is an opportunity for growth. And three, at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you more olam haba, wants to pay you more like the person has his chamor, wants to give him more, so he tests him more to deserve more. What should I say? We say every day, we don't want nisyonos. We really don't want them. Because we're afraid we're going to flunk them. You know? Like they said about someone has yisurim. Someone has a bracha, yisurim. Oh, it's gevaldik. You get more olam haba. So the response was, lo hein velo scharon. I don't want the yisurim, I don't want the sky, I want to live a regular life. Kadosh Baruch Hu decides who gets that bracha of lohein, that's the yisurim, who doesn't get brachas. There's always some kind of yisurim in life somewhere. It's it's always considered to be a nisayon. A person who curses at his nisyanis, he loses twice. One, he flunks the test, and two, it's painful for him. A person who, when he has pain or some other nisayon, understands that the comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and accepts it with equanimity, number one, it's less painful. Number two, it gets chafrim. I always tell you, to go to the dentist. It's a mashal again. A dentist, no matter what. There's something going on with it. Some are worse, some are less painful. There's always something for a dentist. So you have in mind, Hinni Mukhan Mazum and the Kabbal Yisurin. And in Yisurin, we all have to have Yisurin. It should be a kapara for us. It should be Zarecha. That we should have no worse than the dentist chair or similar things. Amen V'yamah.